This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now he intends to pass a nationwide abortion ban to ban access to fundamental health care in every state.
That's what Kamala Harris has said about Donald Trump. And that's actually not at all what Donald Trump has said that he is going to do. That is a wholehearted lie. But right now, Missouri is acting in trying to expand access to abortion. And you might have heard about this amendment. Missouri's all trimester abortion amendment makes the ballot. That's what the Susan B. Anthony pro-life organization says. And we wanted to talk to them about it and find out what they think about this amendment where Missouri will have the opportunity to weigh in. We're speaking now with Sue Liebel. She's the Midwest Regional Director with Susan B. Anthony. And she's on with us today. Sue, thank you for being with us today. It's good to talk to you.
Hey, thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, I wanted to give you the opportunity to tell Missourians what kind of choice that they are being given on this ballot coming up in as plain speak as you can muster.
Well, the choice that couldn't be more clear, the distinction between what Missouri law is currently, what Missourians have voted on their elected officials and supported pro-life laws versus this amendment. This amendment would go the entire opposite direction. And I mean extremely. And it may be what I'm about to say, people don't even really believe I'm telling the truth, but it would end thousands of lives. Babies, unborn children who have heartbeats, feel pain even at the later stages, would all lose their lives. This is, it goes far beyond even Roe versus Wade. Remember those days? It would establish unlimited abortion, even in the second and third trimester, when, by the way, babies can feel that happening to themselves. It would eliminate parental rights. Now, I can back all these things up. We can talk about these things, unpack them if you want. And it would also remove currently the health and safety requirements for women, that they get informed consent, that a doctor would do an abortion. That would be removed. So any healthcare professional could do it. She wouldn't get any materials. It's just shocking how far this amendment would go. It also includes boys getting transgender medicine or procedures or things like that, again, with no parental consent.
What is the question? So this is this is going to be on the ballot. When I understand that this, you're saying that should it pass, that these are the things that will be entered into the reality for Missourians. What is the question on the ballot asking? Like in the what? How are they wording it for voters to consume?
Well, it's a little long, but I'd be happy to read it to you.
Yeah, I'd be happy to hear
actually, it. All right. It actually shows, and this is actually, if you go to Mo Stands With Women, M-O, Missouri, mostandswithwomen.org, they have done a mock-up of this question and what it really means. But let me read it to you. It goes into the constitution of your state, not just the law, but the actual constitution. Section A, Article 1, which is the Bill of Rights. This section is known, would be known as the Right to Reproductive Freedom Initiative. Section 2, the government shall not deny or infringe upon a person's fundamental right to reproductive freedom, which is the right to make and carry out decisions about all matters relating to reproductive health care, including but not limited to prenatal, childbirth, postpartum care, birth control, abortion care, et cetera. That not limited to is the key there.
Yeah.
You know, it's always in the words, right?
Sure.
Careful what you're reading. So it's not going to infringe upon a person's fundamental right. So a child is a person. A boy is a person. It's not just about women and abortion. And then it's not limited to. So that could include gender procedures and things like that. Also, it does not allow the government or any denial, interference, delay, or restriction of the right to reproductive freedom. So what that really means, and it's for this purposes, a governmental interest is compelling only if it's for the purpose, has a limited effect of improving or maintaining the person's health. Hmm. All that really means is that existing pro-life laws would be invalidated. So all the laws that, you know, Missouri is, in fact, quite a pro-life state, has been a leader in protecting lives. And by the way, sometimes protecting lives also means protecting women and their health and their safety too. And helping women find better choices and a better path forward than abortion. It's not always, it's not healthcare and it's not always the best way to go.
Sue Liebel speaking with us right now. She's the Midwest Regional Director at Susan B. Anthony. I was going to ask you, do you know the organizations who have most wholly funded this movement, this amendment? Like, do you know where the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money is coming from to make this a success.
Well, I'm not sure I know exactly where the money comes from in Missouri, but we've seen this, of course, in other states across the country. Ohio, Michigan, Kansas, there have been very similarly worded amendments in other states. And we know that they have been funded by George Soros and other, liberal billionaires. Planned Parenthood and the ACLU is behind this. In fact, in Missouri, they didn't even support Jamie Corley's original questions because they didn't go far enough.
Are these Missouri groups? Are these Missouri centered groups that want to see this, or is this outside money?
Well, both. Missouri has a Planned Parenthood, has an ACLU, but this is a national plan. This is a national strategy, and they're going after the red states. So they're going after states that are pretty pro-life, that have limited abortion in some way, or had health and safety restrictions for women's safety in some way in their states. And so this is the plan, is to go and invalidate all of those state laws, because they put a right to abortion into the Constitution. It's hard for lots of us to remember our high school government class or whatever, the branches of government and, what is a constitution versus a law. And most of us don't remember that sort of thing. But the Constitution is the most fundamental and strongest document you have. And to go straight for the Constitution and bypass all of the laws that your state has done, and then and those laws were put into place by people that you elected. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to bypass all of that, especially in pro-life or more conservative states.
They've been successful too, which is a scary thing for me, is they have found ways with these amendments, a lot in the marketing of the amendment leading up to the election and the way the wording is put on the ballot. In red states and conservative places, these amendments have gone the way of aggressively pro-abortion hopefuls. I'm wondering how you feel about Missouri's chances of defending life this November with ultimately the results of this amendment.
Well, that is a great question, and I'm so glad you asked it, because I came today to bring a cautionary tale to your listeners. We've seen this in other states. First of all, a lot of people don't really realize what abortion is and how far it's gone in America. So in a lot of those states that you were talking about, they were go up on television. Pretty soon you're going to see those television ads.
Yep.
Brace yourself. Here you go. And they're going to say that women won't get the care they need, or that women won't get, their health will be in jeopardy, or whatnot. And it's just not true. It's actually a lie. Under current Missouri law, all of the health care for women who have troubled pregnancies or have issues, that's all. That's the irony, is that that is, in fact, health care. Abortion is a procedure that terminates the life of the child, period.
Yeah.
And so they conflate the two in order to confuse. Also, we've seen across the country that voters don't really believe that if this passes, come on, third trimester abortions, really, when my daughter's, 30 weeks pregnant, I'm yes, in fact, that is a yes. The amendment mentions the word viability, but a viability is when a baby can live outside of the womb, maybe in the NICU, but is able to survive. But the other wording in the question takes that all out and it would allow the doctor, who in this case is going to make money on that abortion, to make the decision to do an abortion on an older baby. So we know from these other states that a lot of people didn't believe that actually happened, and it does, or that parents would lose their right to, you know, make help their child make these important life-changing decisions, and they will. In fact, we know in Michigan and Ohio, since those have passed, like in Michigan, for example, the legislature then subsequent to that went ahead and deleted their ban on partial birth abortion. Governor Whitmer, who is a very far left she's not quite as extreme as Kamala Harris, but but pretty much she signed a bill to remove partial birth abortion ban. So you also safety requirements for women, regulating clinics, inspecting clinics for the health for health purposes and, you know, cleanliness and things like that. The legislature also tried to undo the 24-hour waiting period and taxpayer funding, but it didn't. It got fumbled. They fumbled the ball. They'll be back. And so the idea here is that they want it in the Constitution. It is a right. With that right, then you can't get close to it. You couldn't put health and safety requirements on it, or you don't want to get too close to it, and then they would make it so that your taxpayer dollars would pay for it. And that is their ultimate goal, is the money.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a deep and full of despair reality that Missouri could be heading in. And I live in the state of Illinois, and it's like the destination. J.B. Pritzker's, the only reason people come to Illinois is to get abortions and to get weed, and they leave because they have common sense. In Missouri, they're trying to do the same thing to this red state. So just to be clear on this amendment, is there an amendment number? Is there a way to identify what amendment this will be on the ballot? And to
number
be clear,
three.
Amendment 3 is a vote no. Is that the way I understand it correctly? So it could be very clear.
That's right. This Amendment 3 is a very damaging and a very extreme abortion and transgender type of a question. It is very extreme for Missouri.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.